The Greek counterpart, which the New Testament is written in Greek, is the word irene. But the word shalom means much more than peace, like just a sense of calmness. Really, the term means nothing missing, nothing broken, and nothing out of place. See, it's this sense of peace, this sense of shalom, where this woman really has her foundation of security. So remember, we talked about that woman's number one need is this sense of security. And it's really rooted in her shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing out of place. Come on, come on, come on. The emotional scars or relationship scars from the past are not contaminating her present and her future. You're praying for her in this way. You're praying for her sense of shalom. Number two, gentlemen, just a godly way for you to treat your woman, facilitate a safe environment for her to dwell in. And when I say environment, I'm not just simply talking about like a physical space, like a home or whatever, because, well, if you're married, certainly that applies. But even, you know, when it comes to dating, gentlemen, you want to create this safe and secure environment. Where she knows that it is well. You remember, boy, you know, for my single folks, all the singles shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, man, y'all done got lower numbers now. Y'all were stronger than that a minute ago. All the single folks shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I knew it was more of you than that. Sharing a few weeks ago, I think. Ladies, let's be clear, because we're talking about you want a strong man. A strong man is not controlled by fear. Now, everybody has feelings of fear. So if somebody tell you they don't, they just lie. Everyone has those feelings. But remember, courage is not this absence of feelings of fear, but it's the decision and determination that there's something more important than what I'm currently feeling afraid of. So you don't want to be in a dangerous situation and that man is outrunning you. There ought to be a sense of security. Come on, ladies, you know if you all go out somewhere, whether it's just kind of out in the community or maybe you go out and you're hiking or something, that woman needs to have a sense of security. Let me just talk this way. If something pop off, my man is here. It shouldn't be a case of if something pop off, Lord, I have mercy, because that man can really run. I don't even know if I can keep up with him. I'm going to be in trouble. That's not creating a secure and safe environment for her. So you want to create this secure, safe environment physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Genesis chapter 2, verse 21 says this. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. While the man slept, the Lord God took out one of the man's ribs and closed up the opening. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib, and he brought her to the man. Now the man and his wife were both, watch this, naked, but they felt no shame. See, that was a safe and secure environment that now this woman comes into being with her man. She's not worrying about anything. So much so, watch this, that they are naked. Yes, physically they were naked, but I believe the connotation goes, you know, much deeper than that. They had nothing they were hiding. Everybody was secure in themselves. That's the environment, man, that you want to create for your woman. Number three is respect her boundaries. Come on, everyone has, you know, boundaries. Yeah, I think more so probably in the language today, you know, talking to my kids, you know, they'll say something like, whoa, you're in my bubble. Meaning like you're too close or something like that. Like everyone has, you know, boundaries. And you want to respect her boundaries. So in a dating relationship, you respect her boundaries. You know, watch this. In a marriage relationship, respect her boundaries. It's okay to allow her some room and some space to be her. Now this goes both ways. So watch this. When you're respecting her boundaries in marriage and especially in dating, you're not searching through their phone to see, well, who you've been in contact with. You don't do that, man or woman. But you respect, you know, you're respecting her boundaries. Watch this. Can we talk? We're already out here. From a sexual standpoint, you got to respect her boundaries. Listen. Just because you saw something in some movies you used to watch, don't mean now you got to impose upon her to do certain things and little tricks that you didn't see. I said used to watch. Come on. It should be used to watch. Come on. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Okay. I'm telling you, we are out here, so I'm just going to stay here. Marriage is not a place for you to try to realize all your little freaky fantasies. See, sometimes people think, and I'm talking about folks that love God, like I get married and then we can do whatever. Just like, that's not the way God designed that. Hey, listen. There's certain parts that shouldn't have anything going into it. Number four, respect their boundaries, man. Trying to impose upon her to do stuff. Stop it. Ensure that she never has to wonder or question how much she means to you. Come on now. You have to be intentional to make sure she never has to wonder this or question. As a husband, I try to do the best I can to like constantly reinforce to my wife just how much she means to me. It's not a labor. It's just my heart to want to let her know, you know, how valuable, how precious, how much of a blessing, you know, she is to me. Because I never want her to question or to wonder, you know, if I'm watch this all in with her or not. We could spend a lot more on that. Number five, be spontaneous with regular gestures of love and affection. Be spontaneous with those things. And you know, watch this. You know, men, you got to know that woman that you're involved with, married or dating. Yeah, hey, if she likes flowers, man, you just need to get an account with the florist and keep them coming. Now, if she doesn't like, you know, flowers, maybe she likes something else. I know, like, my wife, she likes flowers, but she don't really like flowers. You know, she likes them, but she don't really like them. And I just had to realize that after a while. Because I would get flowers, she'd be like, oh, praise the Lord. And then them things would die in a minute because she's just like, oh, yeah, the flowers. I was like, okay. It's like, all right. But I found other things that my wife likes, you know. And so I said, oh, okay, well, I can do some things like this. You know, from an expensive side, I know my wife likes jewelry. And I don't bring me no flowers, bring me some diamonds. You know, praise the Lord, all right, praise the Lord. But then on just a non-expensive thing that I learned, and this is when I even have to repent, I haven't done it like recently, it's just like little handwritten notes. There was a point where I started writing little notes and just, And I can see how it ministered to her. Listen, men, in terms of treating your woman to develop a great romance, be spontaneous with regular gestures of love and affection. Number six, please, gentlemen, communicate effectively. And when we say effectively, we're saying be open, be honest, be thoughtful, and be thorough when speaking. Can all the ladies shout, you preaching good? All right, praise the Lord. I'm going to say it again then, just for my ladies then. Be open, be honest, be thoughtful, and be thorough. Amen. Gentlemen, it's good for you to explain the why behind your thoughts and actions. She want to know why. Well, why? And it's not enough to be like, because I said so. This is what I'm doing. That's what I think I'm gonna do. Like, yeah, okay, all right. I do counseling on Tuesdays. You gonna need some counsel. Communicate effectively, gentlemen. Number seven, be stable when there are disagreements. Now, every relationship has disagreements. Every relationship has conflict. Everyone. Everyone. Everyone has conflict. That doesn't mean it has to become, you know, ugly and all of this, but every relationship has conflict and disagreements. Man, if you want to treat your woman well and build a great romance, learn to stay stable in those moments of disagreement and conflict. And watch this. Let me be even more specific. Don't withdraw. Don't withdraw physically, emotionally, certainly spiritually. Stay in the game. Stay in the game. If you're going to develop a great romance. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26 says, don't sin by letting anger control you. Don't let the sun go down while you are still angry. For anger gives a foothold to the devil. Listen, you might have a disagreement. I want to encourage you. You may not be able to work through it in that day, but at least take the steps to reconciliation in that day. Don't carry the same bitterness and kind of hurt into the next day. Because if you do, it starts to take root. And it can be hard to uproot when it gets in there. So God's admonition to us is don't let the sun go down while you're still angry. Says, but watch this, because when you do that, anger, it gives foothold to the devil. Don't do it. So in relationships, come on, this is a build a great romance right here. I'm telling you, this right here is two words. Listen, every romance needs to know how to use these two words. You ready for them? I apologize. Come on, everybody practice that with me. One, two, three. I apologize. Come on, you in here with somebody that you're in relationship with, turn to them right now, look at them right in the face and just say, I apologize. What if they're wrong? I apologize. Watch this. That's when it means, you know, really the most. When you feel like I haven't done anything, it's all him, it's all her. And you can be big enough, or watch this, Christ-like enough to say, I apologize. Because the peace of our relationship is more important to me than my right to be right and me trying to prove you wrong. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. I receive it. Mm-hmm. See, what happens a lot of times is that people just are just selfish, so they want to be right. And I ain't saying nothing until you apologize. Because you're wrong. Both of y'all wrong. All right. Praise the Lord. Number eight. Please, gentlemen, take her voice seriously and value her thoughts. Allow her to get out what she's thinking, what she's feeling, without being ridiculed or you become threatened and upset. Come on, allow her to get it out. Allow her to get it out without you ridiculing her. Just like, see, everything is about how you feel. Okay, that's the way she's made. That's how she processes things. You got a problem with that? You talk to God. And God will tell you to change. That's what's going to happen there. Trust me, I already been there. I had that class already. But then watch this. When she's speaking to you as well and being clear about certain things, then don't get all in your feelings. You know, ladies, let me help you. Men can get into their feelings. Deeply. Come on, ladies, you can say amen. He ain't going to say nothing to you while you're in here right now. He might say something later, like, hey, what you mean by that? But men, we can get into our feelings. We can get upset and threatened, and now our little ego, you know, is feeling all bruised. And then what does a man then try to do? Go someplace else. To get his ego built back up. And watch this. Oh, and the enemy will send you a cute one that'll do just that. Make you feel like a man. Yeah, okay. Divorce court. All right, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Let's see. Number nine. Two more for you right here. Men, prioritize weekly expressions of intimacy. You want to build a great romance? This is how you treat that woman. Prioritize, watch this, weekly expressions of intimacy. Intimacy is the willingness to open up and become transparent with another person. Watch this, to share faults, dreams, desires, and feelings in a free relationship. Prioritize weekly expressions of intimacy. Now, when I say intimacy, I'm not just talking about sex. Because men, you know, we kind of, the intimacy, it's that kind of night. Hey. It may include that. But gentlemen, we have to have the focal point mindset. No, I'm prioritizing some intimacy. Watch this. Where I'm opening up, I'm intentionally, watch this, being transparent with her. I'm sharing my faults, my dreams, maybe some things that I'm a little bit fearful of right now. I'm sharing that with her. Being vulnerable. Watch this. It allows her to connect with you greater. And a good place, you know, for this to happen is in the context of a date. So watch this. If you're going to prioritize weekly expressions of intimacy, that means y'all should go out every week. Yeah. Everybody said two words. Date night. Treat it sacred. Treat it sacred. It's something, you know, my wife and I, we have to get back to, as she's finishing off a degree right now and some other things, so it's been real hectic, but all that's about to come, you know, to be done with, and so we're just like, okay, we got to bring our date nights back in without any further interruption. And if I can put it this way, treat date nights like a Sunday morning worship. I don't miss Sunday morning worship. I'm not missing my date night. Watch this. I'm not missing this corporate devotion with God. I'm not missing this private intimacy with my woman. Hey, Crawford, come on. Hey, man, you want to do something such? Or when? What night? Oh, no. Can't do it. So sorry. Prioritize the weekly expression. I'm telling you, I'm trying to help you to build a great romance. See, everybody wants to got this dream of a great romance, but no one wants to be intentional to do it God's way. Do it God's way. It'll produce for you. The last one is this: invest in her growth and development. Invest in it. Invest in her growth spiritually, academically, vocationally, and relationally. I hope you got all that, men. All the brothers say, I got it. All right, so ladies. Ooh, praise the Lord. Ladies. I did not forget about you. Come on, real quick. Godly ways for a woman to relate to her man. Number one, pray daily for his leadership. Come on, pray daily for his leadership. You need for him to be a strong leader. That doesn't mean you're not a leader, but you need for him to be a strong leader because there's an anointing and grace upon him, watch this, to lead your family when you're married. And if you're looking at dating someone, you want him to be a strong leader. And leadership in the kingdom is service. So you want to pray daily for his leadership. Number two, facilitate a stress-free environment where he can rest. Men go out and to do various things and deal with, you know, different people and so forth. And specifically talking about, you know, married, you know, individuals, but dating as well. They want some place and some people they can come, you know, be with. And watch this. The stress is gone. I don't have to try to do this, that, or the other. I can just be me. Notice what scripture tells us in Proverbs chapter 25. It is better to dwell in the corner of the housetop than to share a house with a disagreeing, quarrelsome, and scolding woman. Don't be that woman. Don't be that woman. Facilitate a stress-free environment for that man. Number three, respect his leadership. Oh, so you're praying for his leadership, but then you learn to respect his leadership as well. In other words, you have to allow him to lead. That's marriage and dating. Because if you don't respect his leadership, that sense of ego will crave attention from someplace else. I'm going to remind you of something. I taught this, I don't know, maybe a few years ago. But you have to beware of bait. Beware of bait. Bait is something or someone inserted into your life that imitates what you need or want, but its intentions are not to fulfill you, but to take you out of your God-ordained environment to destroy you. See, when you go fishing, and I go fishing every blue moon, you go fishing, you put some bait on that hook. What are fishermen, fisherwomen putting, you know, on that hook? Something that they think the fish likes. Something that's attractive to the fish. Something that is built like the fish likes. Only problem is it's on a hook. So when that fish bites that, thinking that it's something that's good for them to fulfill them, they actually get a hook in their mouth. They get snatched out of their environment and then filleted. And if you don't watch it, and I'm speaking specifically to my men here, but ladies as well, the enemy will send you something that looks good, it smells good, but it ain't from God. And when you bite into it in the relationship, you're going to have a hook that's going to hurt. And it's designed, to watch this, to then try to pull you right out of that environment that God placed you in. I've been doing this for years, so I've seen, you know, various individuals show up, you know, trying, be in a relationship and dates, you know, like one of the ladies in the church, and then some of them that I already knew their game plan. The first thing they're trying to do is isolate them. They're trying to get them away from the church. And some of them, just watch this, I just knew what it was. They were just insecure because it's just like, you listen to that man too much. We, watch this, we should find a church together and start our spiritual development together that way. And she's like, oh, okay, oh, he hooked you, getting ready to snatch you right out of your God-ordained environment. And you think it's going to fulfill you? You're about to get filleted. All right, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Hey. Number four, quickly, ladies, ensure that man never has to wonder or question your confidence in him as a strong man and as an excellent leader. Come on, you have to continuously build him up. You got to let him know how special he is and how much you appreciate and trust his leadership. Last week, you remember, ladies, I said, do this. You know, you're in relationship, you're married or whatever. Tell that man, you know, how special he is. You know, build him up, so on and so forth. He'll love it. Watch this. You know, I'll get home. I'm getting ready to walk in the door, and my wife turns to me, and she's like, Anthony, I just want you to know, I admire you so much. You're so phenomenal, so on and so forth. And the kids were there, so the kids knew what she was doing. She's like, that's what Dad just said in the message. And I'm just telling you right now, I was cheesing like Charlie Brown the whole time she was talking. I was just like, yeah, that's right, baby. You're right. Thank you, baby. We need that. Number five, be spontaneous in regularly offering him words of affirmation. So again, building him up. Come on, ladies, we need your words. We need the words that build up. Number six, communicate effectively, ladies. That means speak from your heart, not your hurt. And listen intently to his thoughts without interrupting. I'm going to say that again. When we talk about communicating effectively for you, ladies, speak from your heart, not your hurt. And listen intently to his thoughts without interrupting. We all hear. And interpret through the lens of our past hurts. This is just one reason why says we have to stay on the journey to find freedom from the pains of our past. This is why I'm constantly encouraging, you know, like our growth track and our small groups and so forth, because they're pathways to freedom. And when we stay kind of still stuck in the pains from our past, they wind up sabotaging our relationships today and our future. And people look up, you know, and they're married 5 years, 10 years, and they're, you know, getting a divorce. And then someone will say, well, he just changed, you know, here recently, you know, or she just did this. No, they were the same. They were the same. You just stopped wanting to tolerate it. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1 says, a gentle answer deflects anger, but harsh words make tempers flare. Ladies, learn to give a gentle answer. A gentle answer. Because if you bring harsh words, it's going to cause tempers to flare. And specifically, harsh words are interpreted by that man as disrespect. Am I speaking good, men? And again, if he feels disrespected, he doesn't feel what? And he still will be around with you. He will still hang out with you. If he married, y'all still do all the married, you know, stuff, you know, so forth. But his heart will be looking for something else. Thank you, Lord. Number 7, be stable when there are disagreements. Oh, this sounds familiar. But ladies, watch this. Here's the emphasis for you. Don't over-emotionalize in the conflict. So we start talking about, you know, being stable when there's disagreements. Don't over-emotionalize. Yes, you're built, you know, as this emotional being. You know, men are too, for that matter. And sometimes we know, yeah, you may lead with your emotions, but don't over-emotionalize where your emotions now are driving every decision, drowning out the voice of God. Don't do it. And when we get into conflict, that's the temptation for that in time for that to happen. Number 8, ladies, you want to build a great romance with that man? Treat his voice as the most significant in your life. To my married ladies. The most significant voice in your life should be your husband. Did y'all hear the weak amens that just came out then? Lord have mercy. Oh my goodness. Now clearly we're talking, we know the voice of God. Yes, we know God. Yes. But here in earth in your relationships, the most important voice in your life should be your husband. Amen. Not your mama's voice. Not your daddy's voice. Not your voice. Not your pastor's voice. I remember, there was a long time where a lot of married men who didn't come to the church, they didn't like me. Had never met me, but the wives came to the church. Wives came to the church. Well, Pastor Crawford said. Ooh, you should have been in church with me today. Pastor Crawford said. And the guy naturally is developing a bitterness towards me and never met me. Why? Ladies, here's a valuable lesson. No man wants to hear the name of another man in his house all the time. I'm trying to help you. Oh, he just insecure. Listen, no. That's not insecure. He can take that once, take it a couple of times. But if you keep saying it, what he begins to interpret is that you have a high level of respect for this man more than you do me. And he equates respect with what? Love. You love that pastor more than you love me. I'm trying to help. I'm not, Lord, I'm doing, praise the Lord. Treat this voice. Number 9, quickly, prioritize weekly expressions of intimacy. Oh, there we go again. Intimacy, again, in this context, watch this, is an inner closeness and depth of relationship. It's a mutual awareness or understanding of another. See, like with the men prioritizing that date night, ladies, I'm gonna take it a little further with you. For you, you want to prioritize that time of physical intimacy. Come on, sexual activity. Because there is no point in time and no other experience where the man feels any closer to you than he does during sexual intimacy. I mean, he feel like we are together. So all the brothers leaving me out there like that, like, Pastor, I'm not even sure what you're talking about on that. I guess I'll say amen. You better come on with me. That winds up being the moment where we feel like, yeah, we are together. Talking about that sense of closeness. So we get it, you know, schedules and everything. We all have responsibilities, so on and so forth. But prioritize that intimacy. Weekly expressions. So, I mean, there should be, come on, can I just say it this way? There should be at least, you know, weekly time. Now, there's an off week, brothers. I said there's an off week, brothers. Okay, so that ain't time for that. Like, well, who said we can't? Listen, that. Lord have mercy. All right. Hey, man, I just got to end it because I'm over time. I hope it's helped you, though. I'll tell you. Number 10 is invest in his growth and development, spiritually, academically, vocationally, and relationally. Invest in his growth and development. We'll end with this last verse in Jeremiah chapter 9. It says, this is what the Lord says. Don't let the wise boast in their wisdom, or the powerful boast in their power, or the rich boast in their riches. But those who wish to boast should boast in this alone, that they truly know me and understand that I am the Lord who demonstrates unfailing love and who brings justice and righteousness to the earth, and that I delight in these things. Listen, if you're going to build a great, great romance, make sure it's always built upon the revelation of God. That the most important thing and that you guys can boast about individually and as a couple is that we know God. We know God, and we know what God is working in our lives. Everything has to come from that foundation. We know God. Yeah, we know God, and we know his mission, and we are set and focused on that. See, listen, if that's not at the foundation, the various principles that are laid out, those are good, but they're not gonna stick. The sticking point has to be, you know what? This is not about like what all we can go to accomplish and how many houses we can buy and how many businesses we can start. No. This is all built upon the fact that, you know what? We know God. We know God, and our relationship is centered around God. Everything that we do feeds his mission. Father, we thank you so much for the time you've given us this month just to pursue your truths in building a great and godly romance, Father. Father, my prayer for everyone present is that the whole experiences of relationship drama and emotional damage can be done away with once and for all as we just embrace your revelation and your truth and we follow your ways. Daddy, yes, we understand you're not calling us to be perfect in this, and this is not an admonition to be perfect, but help us to surrender to you in this area just like we surrender to you in other areas so that we can experience your joy and your benefit and your blessing. We thank you for it now. I declare every married couple and family that is here present and those watching online that the blessing of the Lord rest upon them to make their unions richer than ever, praise God. Father, give them witty inventions and creative ideas to carry out your mission in this earth. Daddy, we declare that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. So any attacks of the enemy against their body, against their finances, against their peace, Daddy, that it shall be averted and done away with. May they walk out the full measure of what you have called them unto, Daddy, and increase them, sir, and increase them mightily. I pray for every single person that is present, Father, those that desire to be in a relationship and those that don't. May your shalom rest mightily in their heart and their mind, Father. May they have a greater sense of peace than they ever have before. Daddy, may they be committed to surrender to you in this area of romance, to follow it your way, Daddy. And Daddy, bring unto them the right man, the right woman who has a heart for you, a strong man, a secure woman, Father, that they can connect with and that they can serve, Father, as they together fulfill your vision and mission in this earth. We thank you for it, Daddy. We say every trick of the enemy and the sense of bait he tries to dangle in their life, that it shall be exposed for what it is. They shall not bite, but they will move forward, Daddy, just to do things your way. So we love you. We give you praise for this now in the wonderful name of Jesus. If you agree and receive that today, would you shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. Come on, somebody just rejoice right here for a moment. Thank you, Lord God, for great romance. Thank you, Lord God, for doing something fresh and new in our marriages, Daddy. Thank you, Lord God, for helping every dating experience, Daddy, to experience your shalom. We love you and we receive it today. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Please keep your heads bowed with me just for a moment. Heads bowed. Eyes closed in prayer, please. Listen very closely. Everything about a great romance starts in this place of relationship with God. Listen, before you want to try to delve into a deep romance in relationship with someone else, dive first in that sense of relationship and romance with God. And as you do so, it will set the foundation for you to have a great romance with that man or that woman that God sends you. So if that's you, you've never made a decision to first and foremost just to surrender to God through Christ, I want to pray for you and I want to pray with you. Come on, that's everyone that's present here in the auditorium and you at home as well. If you've never done that, let me pray for you. Let me pray with you on this day. Come on, get in on this good stuff with Almighty God, because God's got an amazing plan for your life. So here's what I want to do. I just want to pray for you and I want to pray with you. I'm not asking anybody to come forward. I'm not asking anyone to say anything, nothing of that nature. I just want to know who I am praying for on this day. Make this commitment before Almighty God. So our heads are bowed, eyes are closed, nobody's looking around. If you desire my prayers for that invitation on this day, would you just let me know by just lifting up one hand under heaven, right there where you sit? Come on, here in the auditorium, or come on, you at home as well. You can get in on this. You can get in on this. Stretch it up high so I don't miss you. Thank you. God bless you. See the hand there? Thank you. Come on. You at home as well. I can't see you, but your good father can. Just as an act of faith and surrender, say, yes, I want you, Jesus. Go ahead. Just lift up that hand under him. Glory. You can put your hands down. Yep. You can put your hands down so you didn't have to leave it up long. I want to pray for you, just as I said. So I want you to just follow me in a confession on today. Everyone, please, lift up two hands under heaven. Just lift them up high. Come on. At home as well. Come on, just lift it up high. Say this out loud. Dear Father God, thank you again for your amazing love in loving me. Thank you for giving me Jesus, who lived for me, who died for me, and who rose for me. Today, Jesus, I embrace you as my master, my savior, my Lord, my king, my everything. I turn my back on my plan and religion, and I embrace your mission for my life. Thank you for making me your own. Amen and amen. Come on, come on. Somebody rejoice right there. Come on, come on. I mean, really rejoice. Come on, really rejoice.